and fly. Oh, you weren't born for the valley. You were born to soar through the sky. Don't let your trials get you down or drive your spirit to the ground. Mount up with wings. I can't hardly hear you. So spread your wings, little eagles, and fly. Oh, you weren't born for the valley.
Play the song.
Oh, drive your spirit to the ground. Mount up with wings, little eagles. Let's sing it one more time. So spread your wings, little eagles, and fly. You were born for the valley. You were born to soar through the sky. Or drive your spirit.
Mount up with wings, little eagles, and fly. Just heard Brother Branham talking about the old eagle when he was in that, on that hunting trip way, way up high. The storm, he said, I thought he'd just rest a little while. And he began to look at the, what God's creation had done, all the beauty and all the things, the splendor. And he seen an old eagle. And he thought to himself, well, you're not even afraid of me. You're not scared of me. So I could get my rifle right here and kill you. But he said, he kept looking, that old eagle kept looking at his wings. He had confidence in what God had given him. That was his protection. You know what? The devil would like to believe, for you to believe tonight, he could shoot you. He could kill you. He could really discourage you. He could really make you have just a flat service. But why don't you look at your wings? Why don't you look at what God's done for you? Why don't you look at what he's given you to get out of here with? He's done you a real favor. He's given you a protection plan that the world can't touch. Do you love him with all your heart? Oh, you can beat that. Give him a real good hand clap of praise.
Singer boys.
So spread your wings, little eagles, and fly.
Drive your spirit to the ground.
Somebody say glory.
Mount up with wings, little eagles.
Oh, let's sing it one more time, church. Follow your heart.
Spread your wings, little eagles, and fly. You weren't born. Say it.
Soar in the sky. Don't let your trials get you down. Drive your spirit to the ground.
Mount up with wings, little eagles,
and fly.
Don't let your spirit get you down.
Don't let your trials get you down. Drive your spirit to the ground.
Mount up with wings, little eagles,
and fly.
Give the King of praise. You love him tonight. Praise the Lord. Well, isn't it good to be in the house of God? How many of you enjoyed camp meeting here over the weekend? Was it heaven on earth? Do you appreciate the word of the Lord? Are you glad you're identified with the truth that God has got in the world for you to believe today? I'm glad I've got the right Jesus. Are you glad about it tonight? Now, I'll tell you what, a lot of flu, a lot of colds, a lot of this, a lot of that going around. But why don't you turn around? If you don't want to shake somebody's hand, you look them smack dab in the eyes and you tell them this: God bless you, my great brother, my great sister in Christ. Just go ahead. God bless every one of you. Brothers, God bless you tonight. God bless you. Glory. So spread your wings, little eagles, and fly. You were born for the valley.
Let your trials
get you down. Somebody say praise the Lord. Somebody say praise the Lord. Amen. You can be seated for just a bit tonight while we look at our prayer request. This lady, I believe, works with Sister Karen Reagan, and they're requesting prayer to please pray for Randy and Tammy Cole. Many needs in their life, so we certainly will just commit that need unto the Lord tonight, that God would take care of that situation on their behalf. Want to have prayer for Holly Bird. She is a diabetic and has neuropathy, so we want to remember her tonight as we pray. Want to pray for the family of Victoria Thomas for many needs in their family, so let's remember those needs tonight as we pray. Want to continue to pray for Brother Keith Strader and family as they lost their dad just in the last few days, so let's pray that the Lord would just comfort their hearts. Want to pray for Sister Janet Payne's 8-year-old nephew in Oklahoma. He was involved in a head-on collision this week and is in the intensive care unit. His name is Darren Murphy, so let's remember that child tonight as we pray that the Lord would be mindful. I want to pray for Sister Linda Babb's mother. They told her today that she has cancer. She has an appointment tomorrow to see if it is spread in further parts of her body, so let's remember that need tonight as we pray. Sister Michelle Swafford sends this in to please pray for my 2-year-old niece, Sienna Luna. Her kidneys are not working properly. Also, she has a virus and an ear infection. Also wants us to pray for her 4-year-old niece, Penelope Luna. Also for complete healing for her kidney situation. Also have a very urgent unspoken prayer request that I would like for you to pray about. So we just commit those things unto the Lord. Sister Janet Lima says to please pray for Teresa Vest. She is sick and very weak, needs prayer. So let's remember that need tonight as we pray. Brother Baker had a procedure done at the hospital just the other day, at the doctor's office. Got a real good report, just a trace of diverticulitis. And he wants to thank God that he got a good report and everything. All the results came back good on his behalf. So we praise the Lord for that tonight. We want to let you know that Brother Warren Arendt was sent home today under hospice care. The family really sincerely needs our prayers. So let's pray for the Arendt family tonight, Brother Warren in particular, that the Lord would get glory and honor. And I believe God's got it all worked out. Whatever the situation, he's a winner. He is a winner. We want to pray for all those that are traveling, the meetings down in Louisiana, that the Lord would just be mindful of that situation, that the Lord would just give them a great, wonderful time. Brother Tim's church building dedication, so let's just pray that all would be well there. You have a special need tonight, something you'd like for this group to pray about. How many of you know God's able? Amen. How many of you know God's able tonight? Now, you better pay attention to what we're talking about here tonight. I don't know what you're looking at. If it's your iPhone, put your me phone up. Put your phones up. Let's have church here tonight. We come to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We're here to have church tonight. Now, I'm not your supervisor, I'm not your boss, and I wouldn't be for nothing in this world, but let's pay attention to what's going on in the house of God. These requests I read to you, they're very important to everybody that wrote them down. You raised your hand, you had a need, that's very important to you for people to remember what you had a need of. So let's just commit all these things unto the Lord tonight. Could we stand together? Brother Brad Yonks, come tonight, take us to the Lord in prayer. Let's just commit these things unto the Lord. How many of you love Him with all your heart? Amen. You appreciate Brother Brad tonight. We do, don't we? Love you, buddy. God bless you.
Let's all pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you again for this opportunity to come in your house. Lord, we invite you into this service, Lord, and to move a mighty way among these people, Father. Lord, every hand that was raised, you see the need that was behind that hand, Father. No matter what it is, we know you can do it. Lord, serious needs was read to us tonight, God. Father, I pray, Lord, as you go to Brother Warren right now, Father. We know right now, God, you can completely heal my brother, Father. May you be with him and strengthen him, Lord. My mind goes up to the sister in Ohio, Father. They're having an actual prayer service for tonight in her church, Lord. Sister Elizabeth, God. Lord, we know you can move for her even now, Father. Lord, I pray that you just take these requests, each one, Lord, and move according to your perfect divine will. Lord, Brother Darrell back there is preparing himself to bring the word to us tonight, God. We come hungry, Lord. We expect to be fed, Father. May you move and have full preeminence in this service, Father. Anoint every part of it, Lord, the singing, Lord. And if any sick here, God, heal it. Anybody's lost, save them, Lord. Anybody that's needing the Holy Ghost, God, fill them up and refill every one of us, Lord. We give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Brad. God bless you. Ushers, if you'd like to come tonight, we'll receive the evening offering you give us unto the Lord. If you're visiting tonight with us in the service, we want to welcome each and every one of you. Trust you'll just receive a great time in this service tonight. All those that are streaming, may God bless those folks as well. Can we say it together? God bless our streamers. God bless our streamers. Give them a nice hand tonight, if you will. We always want to say that to our streamers. A lot of folks that can't be here. Their heart's here, but they can't be here. I had a sister just 2 or 3 weeks ago come up to me after service, and don't get to come quite often. But she said, I just want you to know, when you say, God bless our streamers, and give us a nice hand for streaming the service, she said, you just don't realize how much of an encouragement that is. Now, to say that, you think, well, there ain't nobody even listening. But it means a lot to somebody. And we appreciate those that stream that cannot be here. We appreciate them, don't we? Let's sing a song tonight. And I'm going to sit down and hush. But let's sing this song. When the reason that we're standing stands in front of us, I want him to have a smile on his face toward me. Don't you? Somebody say praise the Lord. Let's give him one more good hand clap of praise tonight.
Play with all your heart. Sing, everybody.
Stood for the gospel when it seemed I stood alone. Through the heartaches and frustration, kept my focus on the throne. So many times I have recalled the Savior's words so true. If you won't be ashamed of me, I won't be of you. So I proudly stand until I see the face of the one who gave everything for me.
Oh, when the reason that I'm standing stands in front of me, and every battle that I fought will fail.
Mighty throne,
glory,
and fall down on my
knees. Yes, when the reason that I'm standing stands in front of me.
The road is not Many times I've lost my way, so often I've stumbled, searching for the light of day. Circumstances all around me, I thought I'd surely fall, when the whispering of doubt and fear told me you would lose it all. But he kept me with his amazing grace, and someday soon I'll have the chance to thank him face to face. Not been easy, and at times I've lost my way, so often I've stumbled, searching for the light of day. Circumstances all around me, I thought I'd surely fall, when the whispering of doubt and fear told me you would lose it all. But he kept me with his amazing grace. Oh, someday soon I'll have the chance to thank him face to face. And the reason that I'm standing stands in front of me. Every battle that I fought, it'll fade from face. When the heroes and the martyrs who died on the pagan sword, we'll all stand together and declare, Jesus is Lord. He's Lord. When the reason that I'm standing
song tonight, if you will.
We have a special tonight. We have a special tonight.
Ever who's going to do our special for us, if you come on to the platform and be getting ready to sing, we'll go right on into the service. But let's sing this little chorus tonight. There's still power in the name of Jesus. Do you believe that tonight with all your heart? How many of you got to see or hear about Brother Michael Bailey's testimony? Many of you, how many of you did not get to hear about it? Well, it's a great testimony. Is Brother Michael in the room tonight? He's not here tonight. Well, maybe by this weekend. I want to get Brother Michael just to stand up here and give you a testimony. We had prayer here for him on Sunday morning. Within 1 minute of that prayer being prayed, God healed him, delivered him of a kidney stone. Within 1 minute of that prayer being prayed, God done a great work. I appreciate a God like that. He's a very much on time God. Yes, He is. There's still power in the name of Jesus. Do you believe it with all your heart? There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain,
break every chain.
Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's a mighty God among us. Sing it. Sing it.
There's a mighty God among us.
There's a bride, we're rising up,
rising up.
There's a bride,
there's
we're
a
bride. Rising up,
she's rising up.
There's a bride,
there's a
rising
bride.
Up,
we're rising up.
He'll break every chain,
break every chain.
Chain, break every chain,
break every chain.
There is power
in the name of Jesus.
There is power
in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, He'll break every chain, break every chain. Yes, He will. Oh, He'll break every chain. Break every chain.
Break
every chain. Hallelujah. Amen. Give Brother Ryan a nice hand tonight as he sings. You can be seated.
Songs are probably a little bit out of my talent level, but went and saw my grandma not too long ago, and she's got dementia and she can't communicate too well, so we were just singing some songs, and I sung this one to her, and she just starts smiling and lighting up. So this one's is pretty special to me. So I don't have much voice, so pray for me. Not like Brother Harry when he says he don't have a voice, but it's not fair. I've walked among the shadows, and You wiped my tears away. Now I've felt the pain of heartbreak, and I've seen the brighter days. And I prayed prayers to heaven from my lowest place. And I have held Your blessings. Well, God, You give and take away. But no matter what I have, Your grace is enough. And no matter where I am, I'm standing in Your love. 'Cause 'Cause on the mountains I will bow my life to the one who set me there. In the valley I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there. When I'm standing on the mountain, I didn't get there on my own. And when I'm walking through the valley, you know I am not alone. You're the God of the hills and valleys, hills and valleys. God of the hills and valleys, yes, I am not alone. I've watched my dreams get broken, but in you I hope again. 'Cause no matter what, I know I'm safe inside your hands. 'Cause on the mountains I will bow my life to the one who set me there. In the valley I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there. When I'm standing on the mountain, I didn't get there on my own. When I'm walking through the valley, you know I am not alone. You're the God of the hills and valleys, hills and valleys. God of the hills and valleys, yes, I am not alone. Give and you take away every joy and every pain, but through it all remain, over it all. 'Cause on the mountains I will bow my life, and in the valleys I will lift my eyes. And on the mountains I will bow my life, set me there. In the valley I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there. When I'm standing on the mountain, I didn't get there on my own. When I'm walking through the valley, you know I am not alone. You're the God of the hills and valleys, hills and valleys. Yes, I am not alone. No, I am not alone. No, I am not alone. Yes, I am not
time to go on into the service. One of the greatest men that I know is coming to speak to you tonight. Brother Darrell Ward. One of the greatest men that we know. Is that right? Amen. Certainly appreciate our brother. Let's sing a chorus as Brother Darrell gets ready to come. Bring us the word of the Lord. Whatever you choose, buddy, we'll help you. I promise.
If y'all help me. Brother Louie ain't going to.
He's got it all in control. He's got it all in control. He put that reassurance way down in my soul. He's got it all in control. I put my life in His hand. Lord, I put my life in Your hand. So every road I walk down, I'm sure is in Your plan. I put my life in His hand. He's got it all in control. Oh,
not at all. Oh, do you believe that tonight? Let's just sing it one more time. Yes, He's got it all in control.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Hallelujah.
He's got it all in control. He's put that reassurance way down in my soul. He's got it all in control.
No, that will never mean as much to you until you're facing one of the hardest trials or situations in your life. And when you're there in that time and it seems like everything is against you, but to know that He's got it in control. And if He's got it in control, then it's going to happen just according to His will. And if you can learn to trust Him. See, a lot of times we want to understand. We want to, why am I going through this? Or why did this happen to my family? Why did this happen to my child? But you see, many times God don't ask us to understand. Because that's, if it's a head knowledge, it's not really from your heart. It's not a faith. But if you can trust Him, whether you understand it or not, you just, I don't know why I'm here, but there's one thing I do know. He's got it in control. And then when you can accept that into your life, it's released to you a grace. There's a grace that's released to you to go through it. And people say, how could you go through something like that? Because He's got it all in control. Isn't that wonderful? There's nothing in the world, in my world, that I've ever experienced as great as the day that Jessica's eyes came open. When she told me, I can't see you, over and over and over. Amen. And then to have her eyes come open. Friends, I tell you, no matter what you're going through, and there's some great needs in our church, but I know our God is able to meet every need. Amen. He's given us a name. And that name will overcome every enemy. And that's what we want to look at tonight. May the Lord bless you. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to the book of Luke. We want to read from chapter 1. Starting at verse 28, we greet you in the name of the Lord. It's always good to be home. And while you're reading there, I want to read this quote to you. Brother Branham says this. He said, words, names, they have meanings. Many people don't believe that, but it's true. If names don't have some meaning, then why did Abram's name have to be changed to Abraham? And why did Sarai have to be changed to Sarah? And why did Saul have to be changed to Paul? And why did Simon have to be changed to Peter? See, all these has meanings. Everything has meanings. Amen. Now let's read from Luke chapter 1, verse 28. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. What a wonderful thing to hear. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not. Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great. And he shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Amen. Amen. May the Lord add the blessing to the reading of his word. I want to speak to you tonight for just a few minutes on a name for the age. A name for the age. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we bow in your presence this evening, we are so grateful in our hearts, Lord, to you, knowing, Lord, that you have kept every promise of your word. And Lord, it's with great confidence this evening that we call upon your name, knowing that the promises of your word will not fail us. And Lord, may it break into our hearts this evening that we're not going to be someday, but we are now sons and daughters of God. And Lord, may it break forth that we are of your family, and that family has a name. And that name is above all names. Lord, we are counted such a privilege to be a part of your economy. And Lord, we have many needs among us, our brothers and our sisters. And Lord, if I could, I'd heal every one of them. But I can't, Lord. I'm just a man. But thou art God. And I ask you, oh Lord, to remember the promise of your word. And the stripes upon the back of that perfect lamb was for the deliverance of your children. And Lord, healing is the children's bread, and we're hungry, Lord. Would you feed us tonight from thy table? And Lord, we ask that you'd move upon each need tonight, Lord. Families that are separated by jobs, Lord, may you give them a job where they can all be united together. Those, Lord, who struggle, and whatever the need would be tonight, Father, may your spirit move, Lord. When we leave the building, may we lift up the name of Jesus. For we love you, Lord, and we believe your promises are true. We commit these things into your hands for your glory. For we ask them in Jesus' name. And the bride says, amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. You know what a moment in time it must have been for Mary. That moment that she realized that she was standing in the very prophecies of the prophets. That the things that the prophets had prophesied had now become a reality, and she was a part of it. You see, for 4,000 years, the prophets had prophesied of the coming of the Messiah. Moses said he would be a prophet like unto me in Deuteronomy 18:15. Isaiah said, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. 4,000 years they spoke of the coming Messiah. But in the 4,000 years of them speaking of him, not one of the prophecies gave his name. Think about that. They said his name shall be called Counselor. The characteristics of his name. His name is Wonderful. His name is Counselor. But that was just the characteristics of his name. The prophets prophesied of the coming Messiah, but they never said what his name would be. But Brother Branham said it was at the end of Abraham's natural seed, in the lukewarm age of Israel. In other words, the Laodicea age of Israel. Just before God spewed them out of his mouth and turned to the Gentiles. This is when this season, this was the age, this was what was happening at that time. It was during that time of Israel's lukewarmness. It was during that time of the end of Abraham's natural seed that Israel got the Messiah sign. And at that very same time, they also got the name of the Messiah. It was at that age that the name became manifested to the people. God revealed the place where he had placed his name. For Jesus is the human name of God. God had become flesh and dwelt in a body called Jesus. The invisible becoming visible. It was the age. It was the season. It was the time of the revealing of his name. A name for the age. The angel said to Mary, "Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shalt call his name Jesus." It was at that moment of time, and the season was right, that the name of God was made known to the people. Names have meanings. Amen. We've been said many times in the days, names are in the Bible, but we don't notice it anymore, he says. Said, "You've often heard me scorn this name, people calling their children Ricky." Now, Ricky is a horrible name. You mustn't call them that. If you've got a child named Ricky, change his name to something else. Ricky or Elvis or something like that. Ricky means rat. And what you call a person impresses that. The little lady the other day had a little boy out there called Ricky. His name was James Ricky. And because it was so popular, Ricky, the name Ricky, they called him Ricky. And I said, "Change that name." I noticed some people sitting here now that's got a little grandson. And his name, one of the little boys, is the sweetest, pleasant little fella. And the other one is Ricky. And that's what he is. If you just watch him, his nature is just like that. The prophet said his nature is just like his name. I said to some of the grandparents or someone, I said, "Tell the mother to change that boy's name." You change the name over, he said, and watch what happens to the kid. See, people don't want to believe that. He says, we think we've lived too long for that. I got a word evil here. I've got Elvis wrote down instead of evil. It's all about the same. The word Elvis means cat. Ricky means rat. When you say little Ricky, you're saying you're meaning little rat. Elvis means cat. Ricky means rat. And I was looking at this and just doing a little research. And the Chinese have a name for Elvis. And I can't pronounce it because I can't even pronounce English. But the name is M-A-O-W-A-N-G. Thank you. And you know what it means? The king of cats. Ain't that interesting? They call him that because they say when he sings, he looks like a cat moving. The prophet said Elvis means cat and Ricky means rat. Said, "You got a kid named Elvis, change it quickly. For the sake of the gospel, don't name a kid. You've never heard such," this is what I want to get to. "You never heard such names as that back in the Bible or any other age. It's the age. A name for this age. If there ever was perverted rats and cats, it's there. It's the age. It's the age, he said. You never saw these names in Bible times. You never saw these names in other times. But now you're seeing these names. Ricky and Randy said it's names for this age. So according to the prophet, there are names that would appear in an age that would actually be prophetic and reveal the very hour that you were living in by the appearance of that name in that age. Think about that for a minute. You can actually tell the hour and the season and the day that you're living in by the names that are being represented in that age. Ricky and Elvis are names for this age. Like in the days of Enoch, whose name means dedicated one. And the Bible says that Enoch walked with God. You know, there's only two names in the Bible that says they walked with God. One of them was Enoch and the other was Noah. It's the only two names in the Bible that's associated with walking with God. And Enoch walked with God. In other words, Enoch had harmony with God. He was in tune with God. He was in converse with God. Enoch talked to God. Enoch had an understanding. Enoch had a revelation. Because he walked with God. Amen. He had a prophetic ministry. And when Enoch was 65 years old, he has a son. And being a man of inspiration, he names his son Methuselah. Now, names have meanings. Methuselah, according to the Jones Dictionary of Old Testament Proper Names, the meaning of Methuselah is when he is dead, it shall be sent. When Enoch named his son Methuselah, Enoch was saying, when this boy dies, it shall be sent. You see, the prophecy of the coming of the judgment of God, the flood under Noah in Noah's day. God hid what he was fixing to do in the name of Methuselah. Methuselah was a name for that age. For when his name manifested on the earth, it was a sign that the judgment of God was fixing to fall. Because God said, when he dies, it shall be sent. It's a prophecy concerning the actual flood of Noah. And this prophecy is hidden in this man's name. God hid in his name what he was going to do. A future event hidden within his name. A name for the age. Now, if you know the Bible, of course we know the Bible, Methuselah was 969 years old, making him the longest living human who ever lived on the earth. Now, could it be that Methuselah lived so long because of his name? Because you take on the characteristics of your name. And we know the Bible says, I just had a spell when I saw this. We know the Bible says that God is long-suffering. And would not that any should perish. So the long-suffering of God was expressed through the name of Methuselah. When he dies, when he's dead, it shall be sent. And he lived the longest of anybody that ever lived on the earth. Why? Because God is long-suffering. God showing grace year after year after year. As long as Methuselah was living, God would hold off the judgment. But God said, when he's dead, it shall be sent. And if you look at the time frame and you study it out, you will find that Methuselah died the very same year that the flood came upon the earth. Some people say when Noah saw Methuselah had died, he drawed near the ark. Because he knew that the prophecy was hidden in his name, that Methuselah's name was a name for the age. And God was saying, when this man goes, the flood will be sent. You see, when his name made an appearance on the earth, it was a name for the age. And when his name made the appearance upon the earth, it was a sign of the coming judgment of God. And Noah's flood took place the very same year that Methuselah died. His name was prophecy fulfilled. God wrote it out in a name to show them what he was going to do. Names have meaning. You see, in the days of Abraham, there was three men that came down the road. Now, one stayed with Abraham, but two went down to Sodom. We know this. And they went down to Sodom and took this place just before the destruction of Sodom. Notice, just before the fire fell, when there was a man on the earth whose last name ended in H-A-M. When there was a man on the earth whose name ended in H-A-M, there was three messengers came down the road. One of them stayed with Abraham, but the other two went down into Sodom. And the angel that stayed with Abraham changed his name from Abram to Abraham, making him the father of nations. And he promised in St. Luke, according to St. Luke, as it was in the days of Sodom, when the elected church, the prophet said, Abraham's group would receive a sign like Abraham received. And oh God, and Lot's group would receive a sign like Lot did. God said in the book of Luke, when the world is in a sodomite condition, I once more will send a sign to the earth. There will be to one group represented by Lot and another group represented by Abraham. And isn't it strange? The prophet said we've had all these great reformers, Luther, Wesley, but never did we ever have a man. Never did we ever have a man out there that his name ended in H-A-M, a messenger to the world. Graham, G-R-A-H-A-M, that's six letters. But Abraham is seven letters. We've had a Moody, we've had a Sankey, we've had a Finney, we've had a Knox, we've had a Calvin, but never an H-A-M. Father to the nations, because that's what Ham means. Ham means the father to the nations. And the messenger that went to Sodom was a messenger to the nations, a messenger to the world. Burbank said, we've had a Finney, we've had a Knox, we've had a Moody, but we never had one who ended in H-A-M. But we've got one now. A name for the age. Then Brother Branham says this, God sent the correct man, Billy Graham. Now how did Brother Branham know he was the correct man? He knew he was the correct man because he knew the pattern of the word. That the one that would be a messenger, that would call them with the message of salvation, that would call them out of Sodom, his last name would have to end in H-A-M. My man said, God sent the correct one. Said, they make fun of Billy Graham. You know, the way he fixed his hair and different things like that, the Pentecostals. Brother Branham said, leave him alone. He's a messenger. How did he know that? Because he knew the pattern. His name ended in H-A-M. He says, if you want to know where the Billy Graham is, look to the end of his name. G-R-A-H-A-M. You understand, he says? If you want to know where Billy Graham's right or not, he says, look to the end of his name. Because names have meanings. A name for the age. Barbara said, he's doing exactly what the messengers of old did in the days of Abraham. When there was a man on the earth by the name of Abraham, there was three messengers came down the road. One of them stayed with the elect, two went into Sodom, and he said, Billy Graham is doing exactly what they did. Calling them out of Sodom. A messenger to Sodom. Six letters ending. Ham, father to the nations. A denominational group down there in Sodom. A Billy Graham and an Oral Roberts went down there. And remember, I've told you, nowhere in the history of the church has there ever been a messenger sent universal to the church until now. With the name ending like Abraham. H-A-M. G-R-A. H-A-M, six letters to the world. Six, the number of man. Think of it, friends. But Abraham had seven letters in the name. God's complete, perfect number, see. Everything has to be perfect. And it is perfect. The ones that don't see it is blinded. Just be nice to them. Just love them. Be kind to them. They can't see it. They're blind. Because it's a love letter. You have to read between the lines of a love letter. You've got to be in love with the person that wrote it to understand. You have to be in love with the person that wrote it to understand what they're saying to you. People make stupid statements. Well, if Brother Branham was the prophet of Malachi 4, why don't it say his name? I tell you, it does say his name. You just got to know how to read the letter. Oh, God. Amen. Abraham, the name was given. Listen to this quote. That name, H-A-M, never rose until the end time. Just at the end time, just before the fire fell in Sodom, God changed Abram's name to Abraham. And Ham, the name father to nations, was represented on the earth just prior to the falling of the fire. Whew, God, friends. It never rose up. That name never rose up until the end time. And so has it, he said. What's the name? What's the ending? H-A-M. Abraham. H-A-M. Elohim. See. Graham. G-R-A-H-A-M. Just at the end time. Oh, he said we could break it down a little further than that. But that's far enough for you to know. But remember, the elected, predestinated, foreordained covenant, Abraham and his group got a messenger too. And watch what he did. He gave them a sign at that time, near for the fire, showing them it was near for the falling of the fire. It was in that season, it was in that age that this messenger that stayed with the elect, the foreordained of God, the elected group, that stayed with them. He turned his back to the tent and he did the gift of the sign of the Messiah. He did the sign of discernment. He discerned and said, why did Sarah laugh? That was to Abraham. He showed the sign to Abraham. Just before the fire fell, he turned his back to the tent. He discerned out Sarah and he said, why did Sarah laugh? And as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. The same sign to Abraham was the same sign to Abraham's natural seed. At the end, when Jesus come on the earth, what did he do? He told the woman at the well, go get your husband. She said, I don't have a husband. He said, thou hast well said, for you've had five, and the one now is not your husband. And this you have well said. And she said, sir, I perceive that you're the Messiah. We know when the Messiah cometh, he will do these things. And he said, I am he that speaketh to you. The sign he did to Abraham was a sign he did to Abraham's natural seed. And he promised at the end time he would do the same sign to the royal seed of Abraham. Brother Bram says, everybody feel reverent. He wants me to do something. I don't know what he wants me to do. He said, here it is. He wants me to turn my back to the audience. What did he do? The same sign showing we're at the end time. God said he would send Elijah the prophet, according to Malachi 4. He would be a prophet to the nations because he would be a Gentile prophet. Now, friends, if the messenger to Sodom's name ended in H-A-M, then the messenger that stays with the elect he could come in no other name than H-A-M. Because, Brother Larry, it's a name for this age. The signs on the earth are right again. And God said, when the world is in that condition, I will send once more the Son of Man ministry. A father to the nations. He would not come in any other name. This Gentile prophet, this prophet of Malachi 4, could only come in the name of H-A-M because he would be a messenger to the nations. A messenger to Sodom with six letters ending in Ham. Father to the nations. If that's true for the messenger to Sodom, it's true for the messenger to Abraham's elect. To the elect there comes a messenger with seven, the seven completeness, whose last name would have to be ended in H-A-M. Because his message would also go to the nations. Because the Bible says, out of every kinder, every tongue, and every nation, I will call a people for my name's sake. Just before the destruction of Sodom, these messengers came on the scene. A name for the age. Just before the burning of Sodom, God appeared in flesh. And gave a name change to Abram. It was at this time that Abram got a name change. Because you see, there's something about names. Under the name of Abram, he could never be a father to the nations. So God changed his name from Abram to Abraham. And Abraham's new name produced the characteristics that was necessary for a body change. Like Brother Branham said about little Ricky, said change his name over and watch what happens to him. Change Abram to Abraham and watch what happens to Abraham. God changed Abram over to Abraham, and God and man united under a new name. Because God took part of his name and part of Abram's name and put them together and made a new name. And under that new name, Abraham began expressing the meaning of that name, Father of Nations. Brother Ben said, your name impresses your character. Their bodies were changed in order to be what their name said they were. Their bodies became subject to the name that they were under. Oh God, I'm just building a little bit. So what have we got today, these Pentecostal people today? What do we have, he said, too many Rickies. The word Elvis and Ricky, you never heard of that in other days. It's a word. It's a name for this day. It goes with this. It means something. You see, they've got their names. Laodicea's got their names. But the bride, amen, the bride has her name. We've been given a name in this age. A name above all names. Just before the burning of Sodom, there came a name ending in H-A-M. God appeared in flesh, gave Abraham a new name, and brought forth a body change. That's right. Glory. Amen. Because names have meanings. And there's certain names that come at certain times that can't come at other times. Because they're names for the age. You see, the seven church ages. Brother Bram said the seven church ages is God dealing with the church. Now notice, the seven church ages, each age had a name. The prophet says this now, a church now. The church name is associated with the nature of its character. The church name is associated with the nature of its character. The word Smyrna means bitter, being a derived from the word myrrh. Myrrh was used in embalming the dead. Thus we have a twofold significance found in the name of this age. The name Smyrna, it was a bitter age filled with death. Their name told exactly what they were. A bitter age filled with death. And God said it's the Smyrna church age. The Ephesus church age. He said it means relaxed. He said it was the age that God said you backslid from your first love. Amen. The word Ephesus means aimed at but relaxed. And God wrote their name out. And it expressed the character of that church. They did exactly what their... Oh, God, have mercy. They did exactly what their name said they would do. And then the prophet says this. Your name does too. You might not know it, but it does. You say it's numerology. No, 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 it's not. When Jacob was born, they called him Jacob. He was a surplanter. But when he wrestled with the angel, God changed his name to Israel. Prince, is that right? Saul, Saul of Tarsus, a mean fella. But when he came to Jesus, he was called Paul. Simon's name was Simon. But when he came to Jesus, he was called Peter. A little stone. Yes, sir. Your name associates what you are. It's an impression upon your character. Your name has an impression upon your character. Are you still with me? You guys are awful quiet tonight, but maybe you're just listening. Brother Bram says, let me show you a divine word, friend, so that your faith will be built certain in the word of God. Every time them Hebrew mothers, when they were in labor, giving labor pains to born, to birth these children, the very words she uttered in her birth gave the man, gave the baby that was born of her his name. The woman in travail uttered out the baby's name. And it positionally placed him in Palestine where he'll be at the coming of the Lord. The labor pains in this mother, like Ephraim, when she was in labor. Now, I ain't never been in labor, so I don't know how you do it, but she just went, ah! And as she was in labor, and they gave Cheryl a spinal. I still don't know what it was. But when she was crying out in agony, in labor, she groaned out the name Ephraim. And Ephraim means by the sea. And Ephraim was given his lot by the sea. Because his birth name positionally placed him. And when your soul groaned under the labor pain of the new birth, and you cried out the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, save me a sinner. Oh, Jesus, have mercy upon me. Do you remember the night you cried out? Do you remember the night you was birthed into the family of God? The Bible says in Acts 2, for it be known unto you there's not another name given under heaven whereby a man must be saved, only in the name of Jesus Christ. He says, I hope you get it. I hope you get it. It's the name of Jesus Christ. You see, with your new birth, you must be born again. That was the first doctrine Jesus taught. You must be born again. And when you get your new birth, when you get the new birth, you take on his name. The characteristics of his name becomes yours. You see, you were born into the family. And his family takes on his name. And when we take on his name, we take on the characteristics of who he is. The world will know we are Christians, not by our belt buckle, not by our eagle pictures, but the world will know that we are Christians by our love. For God is love. Amen. You see, God desired something. Something that God wanted to achieve. God became a man. God had to become kinfolk. He couldn't be God and us sinners. Creations of his creation. Creative beings of his creation. Because we couldn't be kinfolks there. So God became a man. That man might become God. See, Jesus, when he was on the earth, they said of Jesus, what manner of man is this? You look that word up, manner. You know what it means? What kingdom? What race? What country? He was the firstborn of many brethren, a new race. Hallelujah. He said, I'm not ashamed to call you brother. He became kinfolk. Amen. God became man so that man might become God. And Father, Son, Holy Ghost is not no name of God. God has one name. And his name is Jesus. The Bible says, the family in heaven is named
Jesus.
The family on earth is named
Jesus.
Oh God. I thought that was so good. The family in heaven is named Jesus. And the family in earth, his name Jesus. So God's got one name. One human name. He had a name called Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha. But those were titles of his deity. He had one name. The name Jesus. That's him. The name of God. The name of God. Amen. He said, if you want to jot it down, to jot down Ephesians 3:15, in heaven and earth, all is the name of Jesus. Everything we do in word and deed, we do in the name of Jesus. We pray in that name, baptize in that name, live in that name, preach in that name, cast out devils in that name, heal the sick in that name. Everything is done in that name because there's just one name, the name of God. The human name of God is Jesus. And the family of God on the earth is represented, is identified by that name. I thought how fitting it was way back in the 60s that the former pastor, Brother Roy, named this church Happy Valley Church of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. God became a man. Jesus was that man. He was the expressed image of the Father. All the great purity of love, great purity of power, all the great things that was manifested in him. He went down to the grave and died for us, for our sanctification, for our justification, so that he could bring back the Holy Ghost to us and we could be birthed into the family of God and take on his name. Brother Ram said, there's many fine women in the building tonight, but there's only one, Mrs. William Branham. She's the one that goes home with me. Oh God. Amen. There's many fine people in the world today. Many good people, fine churches. But there's only one, Mistress Jesus Christ. And that's who he's coming for. A name for this age. Just before the coming of the Lord, the name of Jesus comes back among the people and finds its proper place. That's where his name lays. That's where the worship lays. It's in her and her alone. There's healing in that name, joy in that name, victory in that name, power in that name. And that name is in her. Oh my. All we do in word and deed, we do in the name of Jesus Christ. The highest heaven is named him. All the family in heaven is named Jesus. The Bible said all the family on earth is named Jesus. That's God's chosen name where he has put it. That's the place of worship is in Jesus Christ. Now we know that to be so. There's no other place to worship but in him. Amen. That's why we are to be a people of praise. Because the Bible said God inhabits the praise of his people. The new church, the Gentile church, the bride is a Gentile. We know that. And the Gentile bride has a name. Church is not a name, it's a title. She's a bride, that's not a name, that's a title. She's the bride church. You can be the church and not be the bride, but you can't be the bride and not be the church. Bride is a title, church is a title, but that Gentile bride church has a name. And that name is Mistress Jesus Christ. Oh God. Amen. He took the people out of the Gentiles for his name's sake. The prophet said, do you believe that? The bride of Jesus Christ will be Mistress Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, he says. Baptized in his spirit, in his name, filled with his power, robed in his righteousness. There she is, the Gentile bride. If the church can overcome... if the church can overcome, she will stop saying, I'm Methodist, I'm Baptist, I'm Presbyterian. When she can overcome her creeds and the world that's drawn her in there, she will come back to the bride of Jesus Christ, Mistress Jesus Christ. The seals were sealed up, the prophet said. The seals were not broke for Christ. But the seals, when they were broke, they were broken to who? Not to Christ. The seals were not broken to Christ. The seals were broken to the church. The mysteries that laid behind the seals was not for Christ. It was for his people, that you may understand who you are by the opening of the word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hearing's not faith. Hearing is not faith, but faith comes by hearing. Amen. Amen. The seals are broke to who? Not to Christ, to the church. He said, that just makes me tremble. I hope the church truly understands, see? I hope they understand what I mean. You people, I'm going to call you bride. I'm going to call you bride. See, that you'll understand it. Bride has a name. The name is Mrs. Jesus Christ, so that you'll understand it. Because why? When you take on that name, you take on the characteristics of that name. Oh my, do you love him? Amen. Listen to this. The true church of Jesus Christ, the bride, is likened to pure gold. Her righteousness is his righteousness. Her attributes are his own glorious attributes. Her identity is found in him. What she is, what he is, she is to reflect. What he has, she is to manifest. There is no fault in her. She is all glorious within and without, from beginning to the end. She is the work of her Lord. And God don't make no junk. All his works are perfect. In fact, in her is summed up and manifested the eternal wisdom and purpose of God. How can one fathom it? How can one understand it? Though we cannot do that, we can accept it by faith. For God has spoken it. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. At the end of the natural seed of Abraham, in the lukewarm age of Israel. Are you hearing me? In the lukewarm age of Israel, there came a messenger with a message to reveal the name of the Messiah and to show the Messiah sign. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. She takes on the characteristics of that name and reflects him in this generation. Brother Branham said that stick in Moses' hand was a judgment rod to the nations. And he said if they could have ever got that stick out of Moses' hand, he would have been defeated. But Moses stretched that rod out over the sea and it parted. He stretched it out over the sand and fleas and flies came forth. Plague after plague, because that stick in the hand of the prophet who was ordained for that day stood there with that hand and stretched forth that stick. It was a judgment rod to the nation. And the prophet of God said, as the stick in the hand of Moses, so is the name of Jesus Christ in the hand of the church today. Amen. He said, when the church ever gets away from that name, they're lost, they're gone. But he said, reverence that name. Do not slang that name, but worship that name. Exalt that name, because the name of Jesus in the hand of the bride, she takes on the very characteristics and the nature of Jesus Christ. All he is, she is to reflect. All he has, she is to manifest. And we can take the name of Jesus and stretch it out over every demon, over every devil, over every sickness. You can stretch it out between you and your family. So come on, somebody. He's given us a great name. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. A name for this age. And the world was in a sodomite condition. God will send another messenger to the earth whose last name is H-A-M. He will show forth the Messiah sign, and he will reveal to the people the name of God and where that name is. A body hast thou prepared for me. You see, Jesus said, Simon, I'm closing. Brother Harry, come. Jesus said, Simon, Simon Bar-Jona, who do they say I, the Son of Man, am? Amen. And Simon said, thou art the Christ. Right. And Jesus said, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto thee, but my Father in heaven has revealed this unto thee. Amen. And I say to you, thou art Peter. Notice, when Peter had the correct revelation of who Christ is, when Simon Bar-Jona said, thou art the Christ, with the correct revelation, immediately Jesus said, thou art Peter. With the revelation of who Jesus is, with that revelation, Peter got the revelation of who he is. And with the revelation of who Christ is in this hour, we get the revelation that's who we are. We are bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, spirit of his spirit, life of his life. She is him expressed on the earth, a body called Mrs. Jesus Christ. What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. We can stretch that name over our sickness. Stretch that name over our troubles. Stretch that name over our fears. Because there's not a greater name than the name of Jesus. There's not a greater name than the name of Jesus. Jesus is the chain breaker. Jesus is the way maker. What is cancer to Jesus? What is migraines to Jesus? What is arthritis to Jesus? Oh, the world's in such a shape. North Korea's getting ready. What's that to us? Brother Benham said, before they ever push the button, we'll be gone. Do you love you? Are you identified with that name tonight? Abraham took on the characteristics of his name, and it brought a body change. We took on the characteristics of the name we're given by a new birth, born into the family of God. And the world once more in our day sees Jesus Christ in you, in me. Oh, what a privilege it is. What a wonderful time to be a Christian. Amen. Do you love him tonight? Let's bow our heads. Oh, Heavenly Father, how we love you, Lord Jesus. Father, when I looked at these things, Lord, in light of what Brother Donnie brought over the weekend, Lord, it just stirred my heart so much, God. When I heard Brother Donnie say, if we sing more about the name of Jesus and talk more about the name of Jesus, we see more miracles. When we give that name proper place, we give that name proper reverence. When we realize the power and the privilege that's been given to us through the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, at the name of Jesus, a baby dead in its mother's womb leaped for joy. At the name of Jesus, blinded eyes come open. At the name of Jesus, the dead are raised. The dumb speak, the deaf hear, the lame walks. At the name of Jesus, a drunk is made a preacher. At the name of Jesus,
Our sins, which are scarlet, are washed white as snow. What a privilege it is tonight, God, to call upon that name, Jesus. I remember, Father, when I was a little boy. My mama's gone now. But I remember I was a little boy, I'd get scared. And my mama would come into the room. She'd comfort me. She'd say, "Darryl, honey, when you get scared like that, just call on the name of Jesus." And I remember laying in bed, calling on that name, Jesus. Oh God, we're so grateful that you have shared your human name with us, Father. That we would be known as your bride who would take on your name. Father, may the people realize tonight Moses had a stick, God, but we've been given more than a stick. We've been given the name of Jesus. And those tonight with that leg pain, little sciatic nerve running down their leg, may they stretch forth the name of Jesus. Those tonight with that numbness in their hands, may they stretch forth that name of Jesus. Those tonight are battling sugar, battling arthritis, battling mental trouble, financial trouble, spiritual trouble, whatever it would be, those battling cancer tonight, may they stretch forth that rod, that name of Jesus. Hold it over that cancer. Hold it over that sickness. And rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus. Oh God, grant it tonight, Lord, we pray. May we realize, Lord, may we realize who we are. Open our eyes of understanding. May we see ourselves more clearly, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing a song, Brother Harry. Amen. Do you love him tonight? Those of you who was wanting prayer tonight, if you'll come, we'll be more than glad to pray for you as Brother Harry sings this song tonight.
You were the Word in the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. The hidden glory and creation now revealing you our cry. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. Death could not hold you, the veil tore before you. You silenced the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory. nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. And our God reigns. Our God reigns. Oh, our God reigns. Our God reigns. Oh, yes, our God reigns.
Every chain, we'll break every chain,
every chain, break every chain. I can see those chains are falling. I can see those chains are falling. Break every chain, break every chain. I can see those chains are falling. I can see those chains are falling. Cause there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain, every chain, every chain. Every chain, every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. Every chain, every chain. You break every chain, every chain. Break every chain.
You can be seated if you'd like to. Just keep worshiping. What a mighty God my Jesus is. Oh, I know what a mighty God Jesus is. Heaven and earth adore Him. Ashamed to tell the world what a mighty God Jesus is. Oh, what a mighty God Jesus is.
What a tell the world what a mighty God our Jesus is.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There's healing in the name of Jesus. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. The blind see. The lame walk at the mention of that name. There's no greater name than the name of Jesus. What a privilege, what a weapon that we've been given tonight to take that name and drive it to the heart of our enemy. Brother said, I saw witch doctors, everything fall at the name of Jesus. The Bible says every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you love Him tonight? Let's just lay hands on one another just before we go. Heavenly Father, God, tonight, Lord. What a privilege and honor it is, Lord, to call upon Your name. Knowing, Lord, that there's power in that name. And Lord, there's many needs here tonight, Lord, of those who didn't come to the altar, Lord. Maybe they felt we were tired or didn't want to be a burden or whatever the need would be, Lord. Whatever the reason would be. But Father, we believe Your word says, these signs shall follow them that believe. Lord, solely based upon the promise of Your word, we lay our hands upon our brothers and upon our sisters. God, we ask, Lord, may Your Spirit flow from one to the other to the other. And then this season of miracles, Lord, when the world turns to look upon these things. May there be great miracles come forth, God. Things, Lord, that only You can intercede and do. Father, I lift them up before You tonight. I bring them up before Your throne, Lord. Present to them to You in the name of Jesus Christ. May Your Spirit move for every need, God. Lord, as Brother Louis said, there's so many with colds, Lord, and the flu already, Lord, and coughs, and different things, Lord, stomach viruses, Lord, starting among the people. Father, I ask, Lord, may it stop tonight. Those, Lord, who heard news of loved ones is facing cancer, Lord. Oh, God, I ask You in the name of Jesus, may You move for them, Lord God. Do something wonderful, Father. Not so that You'll prove to us who You are. We know who You are. But we know that You like to bless Your children, Lord. Father, I ask You tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, may You move for every need, Lord. And as we leave the building tonight, Lord, go with us as we travel, Lord. Sister Janet's little great-nephew, I believe it was, in the head-on collision. Oh, God, touch the little fellow, Lord. Bring him whole from the hospital for a great testimony. Others, Lord, tonight, the prayer request. We just love You, Lord, and thank You for the opportunity to call upon Your name. Go with us now, Lord, to our homes. May we realize, Lord, what's been given to us in this age as we see our day more clearly. May we come under the characteristics of that, Lord, that the world, Lord, sometimes our world is only next door. But wherever our world would be, Lord, let the world see Jesus in us, Lord. Grant it, oh God, we pray. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And the bride says,
amen.
Amen. God bless you, saints. Do you love Him tonight?
Amen.
Just go in the fear of the Lord. Greet one another as you leave. Let's just sing that song. I love that song. There's power
in the name of Jesus. First time I ever heard it was out among the Apaches, and they did a little, some kind of a something that they did with that song, and it just always stands out in my mind when I hear it. I love those folks out on the reservation. They was done wrong. Amen. May you go in the fear of the Lord tonight. Amen. There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's an army rising up. Every chain, break every chain. There is healing in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is healing in the name of Jesus. Break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain.